It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. If you want some help understanding how to manage those end-user license agreements that you always bypass, where you just say, I agree, next, 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 visit our website, won't you? Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see all of the resources we've posted, including a great little free download called Eulalizer that'll help you digest what's going on before you say, I agree.
I'm going to have to ask Dr. Art about the uvula, because I'm pretty sure it's a
Stop with those words.
But uvula and eula, they're like Arkansas cousins. They're so close.
Yeah. Let's see if we can help Jackie out with her consternation. That's a Dr. Art term.
Yeah.
Apparently you've exacerbated the situation by trying to add a larger hard drive. Is that correct, Jackie?
That is correct.
You had a 60 gig.
Yes.
And somehow you filled it up.
Yeah, it was almost full.
Wow.
Music or pictures? Which one was the culprit?
Both, and DVDs.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen real fast, won't it? And then,
yes.
And then you go back and look at the movies and you go, why did I do this?
Well, they're home movies.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, so you bought a new drive.
Yes.
And good for you. You felt comfortable. I'm just going to put this in myself. Now, you took the old drive out?
Yes, I did.
You put the new drive in?
Yes.
Did you shake it all about?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So then you put, take me through the steps you took. Now, you connected it all up. You booted the machine up, and the machine says, I see this new drive.
Correct.
You had then your Windows XP Home CD in the CD drive?
Correct.
The machine started, saw that, and said, oh, you want to start up off of this, and tried to do an install?
Right.
Then what?
And then it went through. It let me partition.
All right.
Let me start formatting.
Let's back up for a second. When
sure.
It lets you partition, were you able to ascertain whether it was able to see the entire drive?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It did create a partition, one partition, 160 gigabytes.
Except for 8 megabytes.
Okay.
Fine.
No problem.
That's normal that it has a little bit of throwaway.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Then it rebooted, and now you're going to go to format, right?
Correct.
And what happened?
And it gets partway through around maybe 35%, and it locks up.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Now, I've tried everything. I've changed out the ribbon cables. I've tried daisy chain. I've tried switching devices, removing devices, changing out the memory. I've done everything I can think of.
Well, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, Jackie. If you were to take that 160 gig drive back out and put the 60 back in, would it boot right up into Windows?
Yes, it will.
Okay. I got an idea for you.
You got an idea?
Because you really can't do a lot when you're trying to install the operating system and let it format, because it's got like this really non-graphical format utility that's really doesn't tell you a lot.
Right.
What I'm going to recommend you do is go ahead and stick your 60 gig drive back in, and if you can figure out how, or if you know how,
she does,
change some jumper settings so that you can have both that drive in and your new 160 gig drive at the same time.
You know how to do that, right, Jackie?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now we're going to boot up to Windows.
By the way, if you get scared, you can just unplug your CD drive and just put the second drive on that.
You could do that.
Temporarily.
Okay.
Temporarily.
So now we're going to boot up into Windows, and we're going to go and right-click on My Computer and go down to Manage, and then there should be a disk management option in there somewhere. There's 10 other ways to get there, but this is the quickest. And when you're in there...
Disk management?
Disk management, yeah. You want to look at it and see. It should show two hard drives now, in theory. One is going to be your old 60 gig drive, and it should show the approximate size of that. And one's going to be this new 160 gig drive, and it may or may not have partitions on it. It may or may not look normal.
Okay.
What we're going to do is, first of all, look to see, does it see that second drive, and does it see it as a 160 approximately gigabyte drive? Assuming that it does, then let's try to format the drive right there in that disk management area, and you're going to have to probably choose some of the menu options or right-click to figure out, but it should be pretty simple. It's a graphical way of letting you format that drive and partition the drive like what you were going to do during the install.
Okay.
Now, if things go well here, then we're going to turn everything back off, and we're going to put things back to the way it is right now with just that 160 gig drive, try to reinstall Windows, and when it comes to the place where it would have been asking you to format, you don't need to format the drive. You can say leave the drive intact, no changes, and just continue on because you've already got the drive formatted.
Okay.
If it locks up when you're doing it there, then I'm going to start to suspect you got some kind of hardware problem. I would see if you could take that drive back and have them exchange it for another.
Or see if
I ordered it online.
Ooh, isn't that fun? You can also try taking that drive and formatting it in a completely different machine.
Yeah, but doesn't the BIOS play?
Yes, but what we're trying to do is eliminate the actual drive itself as being the problem.
Okay.
Now, there's a possibility because of the age of the machine, you might have to do the dreaded BIOS update.
Now, I could not. I found the BIOS update on the PC Chips website.
Yes.
But when I click download, I have no clue where it's even going.
You set a brand of motherboard that made me cringe.
Uh-oh.
And you couldn't see that over the phone, but I was literally cringing.
I did. I could see his teethers, all of them.
The PC Chips brand is not on our favorite list, and nowhere near it, actually. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And there's another thing that when you first started, I wasn't going to bring up, but I'm going to bring up now.
Go ahead already.
Anything, keep in mind that during the week, we get paid in one of the areas of business that we're in, which is to recover people's data.
Right.
And it seems to be a pattern that anything that was a multiple of 60 or that has the number 60 in it for hard drives generally have higher failure rates than their cousins that are the 80 and 40 and
20.
Other numbers.
Really?
Okay? So, for example, 60 gig hard drives, we saw a lot more of those in than we ever did 80 gig drives. And even if you go back way in time, 6 gig drives, we saw a lot more than 8 gig. And 160 gig drives, we see a lot more than 120 or 200 gig.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's the sign of the devil.
but very, very seriously, that there seems to be, and there's no real scientific data here, but we have seen a larger number of drives that have that 60 gigabyte or 6 gigabyte or something with that number 6 in there than just about any other of their cousin drives that are in the same family.
Jackie, please excuse Brandon. He's had quite a bit of caffeine this morning.
Yeah.
You should see my hands flailing around
but
here.
But he does have a good point. When the 666 gigabyte drive comes out,
mm-hmm.
run!
Well, an interesting thing, back in the day, so to speak, Intel was going through and they had a 300 megahertz and then a 333 and then a 366 and so on. And when they got to what would be the 666 processor,
yes.
they actually named it the 667.
Yes.
Even though it ran at 666 megahertz because they didn't want that 13th floor kind of thing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you've got it, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. Just you should be doing it anyway. Make sure you back up well, because we just have seen a what seems to be a higher rate of failure for those 160 gig drives.
Now, getting back to though, if you can determine that the drive is formattable, you know, you don't have the same hang-up problem in a completely different machine, you've eliminated the drive as the problem.
Okay.
The BIOS update issue, it's always kind of scary because anything goes wrong during that flash when you're updating the BIOS,
mm-hmm.
you're buying a new motherboard.
Okay.
Okay, so be really careful with a BIOS update.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, without having all of the tools that we have at our office, is really, I mean, that's what we would do is determine is it the drive or is it the system? And you have to go through, you know, several processes on both ends to make that determination.
Now, I'm assuming here that you have all the service packs and things in Windows and that, well, actually, you're loading from scratch. You know,
yeah.
There's something else I didn't consider. If you have an old original Windows XP CD, meaning there are a couple different versions out there, you can get the old one, which is just XP, or you can get XP with Service Pack 1 or Service Pack 2 already built into the operating system install.
And I have both.
Okay. The ones with the service packs built into the install, you're more likely to have more success because there was a 128 gigabyte limitation that existed that service packs later fixed.
Okay.
So there's a couple of different things there that may help as well.
Okay.
Yeah, the size of the drive, I'm sure, is playing some part in this. And the age of the machine and the size of the drive, because these 160s weren't out when this system was created. So the BIOS update, if I had to put my finger on something, I'd say it's probably because the BIOS needs to be updated so it does know or have some knowledge of be able to work with something this big.
Now, if I were to bring it into one of your stores, would mm-hmm. you be able to do the BIOS update?
Well, we would determine whether it was a good idea for us to do it first.
Okay, all right. But you guys don't always recommend doing that.
Well, if you're going to bring it into us, we're going to do a whole lot more than just a quick fix. We're going to look at all the parts.
And if that was the problem, the BIOS fix, it's one of those things that sometimes you've got to do it to be able to move forward, but sometimes trying to do it puts that thing at a dead stop. So, so it's a, we like to look at that as a possible solution, but not jump to that immediately.
I believe Clint Eastwood said it best when he said, "Do you feel lucky? Do you, punk?"
You just called Jackie a punk?
Well, it's
Clint. Yeah, did you?
Clint Eastwood.
Now, the other thing you mentioned, since we're just piling up on Jackie here.
Yeah, well, she waited a long time, so you're getting, like, the whole show.
You bought it online, which can be a great thing, or it can be a not-so-great thing when it comes to situations like this. And we tell people all the time, you've got to make a decision when it comes to technology, and it's either price is going to lead your decision.
Or service
is going to lead your decision. And when you buy online, you're probably shopping with price, and you're going to save price, but you're really not going to have a lot of service options.
Well, no, if you buy anything online, you're saying service is not really that important to me because I'm not expecting a lot.
Okay.
You know, that's why they're giving you a great price. It's like, okay, Jackie, you install it, you figure it out, don't call us if you have a problem.
And you can't return it, or you're going to make it real tough for you, too.
No, you can return it, but there'll be a restock, and there'll be just shipping back and forth. And, you know, so then if something goes wrong, that amount you would have saved versus buying it locally goes away. You've already paid, right. You know, just the first time you have to ship it back, probably the price difference. So just keep that in mind for future purposes, because when it's all said and done, price is not what really the thing that you remember, right? It's like it's the nightmare that it took to get up and running.
Exactly.
So, all right, Jackie, good luck with that.
Thank you so much for your help.
Shoot us an email when you figure out what the problem was. You sound like you got it all together there, so I'd love to hear the update.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you.
You betcha. Wow. We kind of hit on a lot of stuff and some junk there, too, huh?
Yeah, I hope Jackie doesn't feel like we piled up on her.
No, we're trying
to steer her.
Well, we're really trying to explain to other people through her problems, just like John's got a question I think that a lot of people probably have that we'd love to try to explain as well.
How about this? We're running up on a break, so John, let's let him ask his question.
Right.
Then we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll answer John's asked question.
Okay.
John, what is your question?
Well, I'm looking for the computer recycler because I want to get a very cheap tutoring computer for kids.
Ah, okay. He's okay. Go ahead and put John on hold.
So where do I buy an inexpensive PC for my kids?
Well, he's assuming if he goes somewhere where they're about to throw it away or junk it or kill it or whatever, that would be a good place to, just before, you know, it's like rescuing a pet before it's euthanized.
It's actually pulling it. It's digging up and exhuming the body, right?
Of the computer.
Because wouldn't it be a dead thing that somebody else discarded?
No, he's not talking about going to the landfill.
Oh. He's a step away.
He wants to get it just before it goes there, I think. That's one of the options. So,
all right.
I think really what John wants is a good place to find an inexpensive machine to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So let's address that when we come back.
We should. We shall. We will. We've got John. We got Mike. We got Alan. We got Dick on the line for you at 602-277-5827. Ken and Brandon, back right after this.